The following episode of the Local Musician Spotlight originally aired on Wednesday, February 15th, 2023, at 7 p.m. Good evening. You are tuned to KGVM Bozeman. We are Gallatin Valley Community Radio, 95.9 FM and kgvm.org online. It is time tonight for the Local Musician Spotlight. We would like to thank our sponsor, SLAM, supporting local artists and musicians, for helping to bring you this program and a lot of great local art and music in the community. And I'd like to thank Loken Productions, Pat Loken. As always, we are in the KGVM studios instead of out at the Tune Factory tonight, but Pat always does a lot for this show and for the local music scene, and really appreciate that. All right, we are here in the KGVM studios with Rocky Fall tonight. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Sweet, thanks
for having us.
Yeah, this was kind of a short notice thing because my ability to keep track of things and pay attention is apparently lacking, or it could be better. I have opportunities for improvement. That's the way I'm told that you're supposed to say that. Yeah. So I put out the word, and Rocky Fall was let me know right away that they'd be interested in coming in and doing a show. So very much appreciate you guys coming in on short notice, and wonder if you want to maybe introduce yourselves.
Yeah, I'm Riley Livingston. I play the drums, and I also sing.
I'm Dalton Margerison, and I play the bass guitar.
My name is Jordo, and I'm on guitar.
I'm Ryder. I also play guitar.
Cool. All right. I've seen you guys out at least two or three times now, maybe a little bit more than that, playing around here. I was wondering, how long have you been playing together as Rocky Fall?
We've been playing together for about 2 years now. Formed kind of in 2020. It was just a bunch of us in a garage for a minute, and then kind of progressed into sort of the band. We just had a lot of people jam, and then kind of narrowed it down, and then kind of formed Rocky Fall.
Cleaned our stuff up enough to finally start play places and be more than just a jam band in a garage.
A garage band.
Yeah.
But definitely the garage band roots for sure.
Huh? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, garage rock for days.
Yeah, all right. And so you've been playing out some, and I think, do you have any music, recorded music available?
Yes, we have some music on Spotify and Apple Music and some other streaming platforms, but we got two songs right now out for you, playing them tonight. So,
Cowboy Killers and Ice Cream are the name of the two songs that we have out right now.
Yeah.
So people can do the streaming thing, go find you, stream their music, and, you know, they won't get paid enough to matter, but you'll get to hear their music. They'll get to know that you heard their music.
It's
so
love that counts.
I guess it is. I wish it was the love and maybe a little money, but that's a whole another thing. We could slag on the streaming services for the whole hour if we wanted to, but I don't know what good that would do us. Make us irritated. So we'll do something different than that. You guys. So you've been around a couple of years, been playing out a fair amount. I guess quite a bit, really. Last fall and into the winter, you guys were pretty busy there for a while.
Oh yeah.
Lots of shows.
A lot of back-to-back shows.
Yeah.
Just constantly going every week. So it was nice to take a break. I think mid-January is when we kind of took that break.
We need to slow down for just a little bit here.
Yeah, we started working more on recording and like writing new songs and stuff like that. So cool. I think it was very nice.
It's kind of nice too. Do you feel like that felt pretty good? Like get super busy for a while and then slow down, or would it work better if the scheduling and stuff worked to have kind of a more kind of more spread out and a little more even keel?
Personally,
get all ramped up and you're all in that zone for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Write some new stuff.
Yeah.
And then go back into it with back-to-back shows with our new stuff. And
Yeah, that must feel good to kind of get to introduce new music to people and see how it flies and how
definitely.
It hits. Mm-hmm. Cool. I wonder, maybe we'll, if you want to play a couple songs here.
Yeah,
sure.
Cool.
Everybody's running down the street.
All right, that's some vigorous rock and roll there.
We try.
Yeah.
So those are both originals.
Yep.
Yeah. You guys, do you have any recordings of your stuff yet?
Yeah, we do. We actually have some stuff on Spotify and Apple Music and a bunch of other services. We got two songs. The song we just played, Ice Cream, is on Spotify right now, and Apple Music and everything else. The other one, that other song was called Drive. We haven't recorded that yet, but we got Ice Cream on Spotify, and we're playing a song later, Cowboy Killers, that's also on Spotify too.
Yeah,
so
cool.
That's our only recording so far, but more to come.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Getting things lined up. Yeah, so you've probably got probably pretty close to enough originals for definitely for an EP, probably for an album already.
Oh yeah.
Right?
That's the goal, is we're going to hopefully get an album together here before too long. So.
Nice. So did you where did you record the two songs that you've got out now? Did you do them yourselves or?
Yeah, in Riley's garage.
Yeah, it was me and Jordan's garage, and we recorded those two songs in there with our knowledge so far. We recorded it in a tiny garage with a couple microphones, and I don't know. We're planning on doing more here soon, but this is all we got right now.
Yeah.
So
cool. So how does the songwriting process go for the band?
I'd say it's pretty collaborative. Like, each of us will, like, if when we're writing a new song, sometimes we'll just jam on whatever and try and remember, like, ooh, that part was cool. Or one of us will come in and have an actual idea for their own part. Uh-huh. And we just kind of present, like, okay, this is my part. Now you guys write a part to go with that.
Figure out how this is going to build on itself. Mm-hmm. Does it seem like a lot of times you kind of start with the music and then work on lyrics after that? Or?
Yeah, lyrics have been after the music every single time.
Yeah.
I think lyrics have always been kind of like afterwards, because like when I'm drumming and singing and we're making new stuff, I can't even think. I'm just like kind of going with the flow. So I usually come up with stuff later when we kind of establish something a little more. And I think that's how a lot of our songs has gone too, because originally it was just us three, me, Dalton, and Jordan, and like no vocals at all. Everything was instrumental. And then one day we're just like, yeah, we need to add more vocals and stuff. So
yeah,
started trying to figure out a couple ways. And then if it came to, I'll just sing it and drum, I was like, I can learn it.
Yeah. So, so kind of get the song laid out, get the melody and stuff, and then kind of work into it from the back end with some lyrics. And
yeah.
Cool.
Definitely.
So, obviously it's working for you for sure. That's, and I think it's not like I'm a musician, so I'm probably just making things up that make no sense, but, just that opportunity for everybody to kind of build their own part instead of having, and you know, I'm sure that there's always some of that with anything that's more than a solo musician, but you know, I think some bands, there'll be somebody that comes in with a pretty well fleshed out, this is what the song's going to be. And kind of seems like the opportunity to, collaboratively build on it is, I would guess that's got to feel better down the road when you're playing them and stuff. It's like, yeah, you can kind of, you've got a little bit more skin in the game, I think.
Yeah.
I would imagine.
Definitely. I think, I don't know, Jordan, you want to talk on this topic? I think you said it best.
Yeah, I mean, my whole thought process is on being on a band is like definitely the whole collaborative aspects to it and writing music, original songs. I mean, I've never been a fan of like learning these songs and having them be brought to me and then I have to play it back like I'm reading a manuscript, you know?
Yeah.
I like to have the freedom in a little bit and then we all kind of just, bringing our ideas together and then meet in the middle somewhere.
Right. Yeah, it seems like, more of a sense of ownership, plus just more fun, I would think.
Yeah.
I guess you can approach music in a lot of different ways, but if you're not doing it to at least have some fun, it seems like you could make better choices. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool. Well, yeah, I guess if you want to maybe let loose on a couple more.
A couple more. Down for it.
Thank you.
new monocoutine. I haven't sat down in weeks and I can feel it in my knees. Help me God, need a fix. Feels like my skin is feeling ticks and I'm losing my mind, losing my mind, losing my mind. Woo! Hallucinating, giving in, going to the station. My cotton, no one pack, going out back and lighting it up. Take a puff, breathe it in, feel the head rush, my blood is thin. I got cowboy killers in my pack, and I'm throwing back. Woo! Blood in your vein, the head rush in your brain. Those are the cowboy killers talking, baby, and they're talking loud. Yeah! I need my cowboy killers, I need my cowboy killers right now. I need my cowboy killers right now! I need my cowboy killers right now! Ah, ah, ah!
There you go. That's yeah, you said that's one of the ones you've got out.
Yep, the one we just played, Cowboy Killers. That one's on Spotify as well.
Cool.
And takes a lot out of you.
Yeah, it's looks like you're getting a little workout back there on the kit for sure.
Oh yeah, no, I definitely am all the time.
If people are just tuning in, this is the Local Musician Spotlight. You are tuned to KGVM Bozeman, Gallatin Valley Community Radio. We're at 95.9 on your FM dial, kgvm.org online. And once again, I do want to thank Loken Productions. And they've got some shows down at the Filler this weekend. And next week on Thursday night, they've got 70 to School Zone. And Friday night, Neon Rainbow, that's a Dead Yeller's tribute to 90s country. Peter King and the band will be down there. And then Friday or Saturday night, Jazz Cabbage and Alder. So some good shows coming up. And I'm sure it won't be too long before you'll be able to head down to the filling station and see Rocky Fall. I don't know if you're scheduled.
I'm trying to remember if we have a show at the Filler soon.
Don't we have one April 1st? We have a show at the Filler?
Yes, we do. We have, yeah, with What's Good.
Oh, nice.
Yep, we have them in playing at the Hoff a couple times as well. And then playing here March 18th with Keep for Cheap and Cosmic Sands. March 18th. Keep for Cheap is a band from Minnesota. They're pretty sweet. They're an indie band. They're super awesome.
Nice.
Playing with them here at the Labor Temple. Yep. Nice. And then I think that's it kind of for local shows right now. And then, March 24th at the Hoff with Conductor as well. Cool. And then we're kind of outside, like, playing Monks in Missoula, and then we'll be in Butte for St. Patty's Day.
Ooh,
that's going to be crazy.
Yeah. That's, yeah, St. Patrick's Day is on a Friday night this year, too,
yep.
right?
Yeah. Yep. So it's
going to be
crazy. I think we're playing at 102.9 KBFM or something.
Oh, yeah, KBMF.
Yeah,
KBFM, yeah.
Or something like that, yeah, with the Love Darts and Conductor, and there's another person I can't remember, but yeah, that one's going to be good.
Yeah, that should be fun.
Heading out to Kirk's Grocery in April. That's a cool venue out in Billings, and Lee does a good job over there.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I know Shane DeLeon pretty well, and I try to catch him when he comes over here, but... I haven't been to Kirk's yet, which seems like some sort of moral failing or something, but definitely going to have to make it over there and catch something there.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, they got a lot of cool stuff happening there, too. Mm-hmm. So it's nice that things are starting to open up and venues kind of in several towns. Montana bands could kind of make the rounds. And
yeah, exactly. I think it's nice that... You know, that the Elm opened to. I think we needed another venue.
Yeah,
Or something like that, you know, like some more venues.
Places to play.
Yeah. I'm curious to see how things go. You know, I think they booked a few local acts in the Rialto, but then the booking company's kind of starting to ramp up there. So I'm kind of wondering how... You know what the mix will be if they'll kind of throw in some local shows or give some local bands opening spots on some of the shows they're booking in and stuff.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
Man, I hope it works out that way. That would that'd be pretty sweet. You know, getting some of these touring bands coming through and giving some local bands a shot opening up for them would be a nice gesture of solidarity with the music community here in Bozeman. So.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Yeah, so. Any other places around here that you guys have played that you liked or?
I mean, aside from like the Hoff and the Filler and stuff, we do quite a few house shows. There's one house in particular that we always like to play because they have a mini ramp in their garage. So
we'll call it the farm.
Yeah,
I think I've seen videos from that. Yeah,
we'll be playing, and there's people right next to us skateboarding a half pipe, which is pretty. Pretty neat.
so far there haven't been any instrument destroying wrecks or anything.
Thankfully not.
No.
Ankles, yeah.
Ankles. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. All sorts of things can go to a place when you're doing that. So.
Yeah, there's been a couple accidents. One of our buddies, his name is Devin, and he takes a lot of photos for us and makes some of our posters and stuff.
Yeah.
And one time recently, we were kind of over there messing around with music and stuff, and we saw him trying to drop in on the little ramp with the skateboard, and he fell complete straight top to bottom and just poof, like bounced. And he was sitting there like holding his wrist, holding his shoulder, and we're all like, come on.
Come on,
like, why'd you do that? But he's fine.
Flow.
Yeah, he dislocated his shoulder, but he's good.
He's recovered.
Yeah, he's not in a sling or anything. So he's a tough kid.
Yeah,
he's,
what's his last name?
Liver Good.
Oh.
Yeah.
I hope he's listening right now.
Nice. Yeah, it's a, you know, it's a, rock and roll's a full contact sport.
Yeah, I
mean, there's no you can't sit on the couch.
Especially when you're at the Hoff and there's not really a division between the people that are playing in the crowd. I've had my fair share of opportunities of participating in the mosh while I'm playing.
Well, yeah,
and that's always fun.
It's it's interesting until things slide a little bit over the edge.
Yeah.
I've seen a couple shows down there. It's like, oh my god,
yeah,
something.
Crazy.
I'm sometimes just amazed that by the end of the evening, somebody hasn't ended up like sitting in the middle of the drum kit or something.
Yeah.
But so far, it's people. I guess there's this sixth sense that that guides people around those things.
Yeah, definitely.
And luckily, I haven't seen anybody lose a tooth to a microphone or anything. But that's always, it's like, oh man, this looks like that could be a definitely something that might occur this evening. So
yeah, I've definitely accidentally hit people in the head a few times with the head of my bass guitar.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a, you know, there's definitely this different feeling of immediacy when you're down there at the Hof. It's know, because there is no dividing line. It's like you get a feel like you're almost in the band. You know, it is pretty wild. So
yeah, I think the Hof is a pretty cool place to play. Like, it is a little small, like, for just what it is, but it's like a great place for local bands to play. I think it's like the number one place around here to play.
Yeah,
it's just like, I don't know if you ever seen that place packed with a band. It's like super fun, you know. There's always a good crowd, and it's like always a fun time, no matter who it is. I think it's always just a good time to always go down to the Hof on like Fridays or Saturdays and see who's playing.
And it's not like they, you know, sometimes I'm like, man, I wonder who's playing at the Hof. Well, if you want to know, you gotta go there.
Yeah.
There's not a big PR engine behind it. You just show up down there and see what's happening. And, you know, I don't think I've ever been disappointed. So it's, you know, and just the fact that so many open mics and stuff kind of get new musicians introduced to other musicians, and really, I think the whole scene kind of really germinates out of that spot, you know. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's really great.
Cool.
Favorite place.
Nice. All right. Well, yeah, if you guys want to play a couple more songs, we've got about 25 minutes left.
Cool. Yeah, for sure.
Red Rooster.
Want to do it?
Yeah.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
what you're doing over there, all alone by yourself. You got bumps to spare, or anything fun for my affair? You got bumps for the room? Well, that's just so rare. Just looking for fun. But be careful, buddy, these things will get you, man. Oh, you might just crash! Nervous in the bar. Keep me away from my car. I went way too hard. Started puking on the floor. Oh God, I'm scared. I'm going in for more. But I can't escape the feeling. The feeling of being aware. We'll be right back.
Stretched out a little bit on that one.
Yeah.
That one's our longest song. It usually runs about 10 minutes sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, that's the long one. That's the one they like.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't have to spend all that downtime between songs and stuff. You just get on the horse and let it ride. Huh?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, good. Nice. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll bet. Luckily we're a community radio station and we can play 10-minute songs as long as we want.
Oh, yeah.
So have you thought much about putting together like an album or an EP or?
We definitely have
thought a lot about it. We have our list of songs that we want on our album. So
do you?
Yeah, which is pretty much all the ones that we just played. So
yeah, nice.
Yeah, we're trying to come together right now, record at the house, and try to pump things out. I think it's been kind of tough with all of us kind of like working and stuff like that, and always coming together.
Yeah,
but we've been working it out. We've been grinding, and hopefully release some more stuff soon. You know, February was kind of like our break month, and then now we're getting back in the shows, and hopefully the summer stuff happens.
So. Yeah. How is have you been writing any new stuff or?
That's what we're working on right now, is getting some new stuff written.
Yeah.
We have a few new songs in the works that we're trying to get polished up enough to play for people.
Yeah. Yeah. Does it seem like when you're writing stuff, is it kind of a fairly steady flow of new things, or does it kind of come in spurts?
I mean, for me, I feel like it kind of comes in waves sometimes. Yeah. It also kind of depends on what kind of stuff I'm listening to at the moment. Yeah. Where it's like, ooh, that's a really cool bass line in that song. And then I kind of start with that and kind of make it into something. And I don't know. Yeah. It varies.
I think it also depends with like when we have a lot of shows stacked up. Sometimes I don't even think about new stuff. I just think about the next show.
Yeah.
And then what we got to play next. So... I mean, like, last year from, like, October to December, we were just playing straight shows.
Yeah.
And just, like, didn't even think about writing one new thing.
Right.
And I was just, like, spaced out on the shows. I'm like, yeah, I'm good.
So after you've got something worked up to the point where you're ready to start playing it out, how much do the songs morph? After you start playing them for people, do they seem to, do you end up adjusting them some or quite a bit based on how audiences react to them or?
Yeah, I'd say like definitely. Yeah, it depends on the song. Some of our songs have like more of a structure to them, but a lot of our songs, we kind of have a freedom to kind of take parts of it, stretch it out in parts and like, oh, the crowd's really into this right now. Let's keep this energy going.
Yeah.
And just kind of stretch stuff out, shorten stuff. Or, yeah.
Crash has been changed a lot. But
oh, yeah. Crash changes like a lot.
It's more or less the same. It's the first time we played it.
Yeah.
I think originally, like when we first started, like just kind of playing house shows and stuff like that, we've kind of trashed a lot of our songs too over time. I guess that sort of happens, and but a lot of our songs have completely morphed into kind of like more structural. So we used to just go somewhere jam. And be like, all right, let's just do this, not even know what's going to happen next, and now we're going to shows and we're like, all right, we're going to play this.
Have a concise set list,
pretty much.
So
over time, I mean, like some have changed, kind of warped into something else. It was either like it got short, it got long, or it got louder. That's a good description of what kind of happens sometimes with us. But
yeah, so you kind of maybe incorporate that, but it doesn't it doesn't fix the song. If the next crowd is feeling something a little different, it'll change again.
I mean, we just kind of play.
Yeah,
you know, we're just stoked to be in venues playing music, you know, for people. I mean, sometimes that just happens.
Yeah,
like, we just play for people that aren't feeling us, and I'm like, well, I'm gonna keep playing.
Yeah,
right. Yeah.
Well, this is kind of what we sound like. So
it doesn't hurt my feelings. It's just how it goes. You know, not everyone can like us. So
Some nights are better than others. Yeah. I guess that's just the way things go.
My biggest pet peeve is when the bars come and say, "Hey, can you guys turn down a little bit?" It's like, no. We play loud music, and you knew that. Yeah. So,
there are a couple of venues I've been to where I'm like, you know, if you don't want it loud, pro tip number one, don't invite a band that's got a drum kit. Because it sets a bar, right? Threshold that you need to kind of get over it. You could play with brushes, but that would be a whole different thing. So
Austin with the union meeting upstairs wants you guys to turn down.
Oh my god! During the radio.
Right? were they listening?
I don't know.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah.
So, I do think it's interesting. You know, some bands, they'll work up a set of songs, and it's like, you know, the song is the song, and it's going to be the way it is, and you go and see them, and it's pretty much the same every time. And, mm-hmm. I mean, I like not that. You know, I like to go and see, like, on any given night, it's like, well, you know, where's things going to go tonight? Where are things going to morph and stuff? Yeah. And mm-hmm. I guess, you know, some people might call that jam band, but that ability to kind of... be flexible, interact with the crowd, and with each other
a little bit.
Yeah.
So it's not I hate it when things are just cookie cutter, just the playing it the exact same way every single time.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if that's what
there's a lot of room to create.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you know, if you're just going to play exactly the same thing every night, and if you're going to go hear that, it's like you could have just put the album on and stayed home and saved the drive.
Yeah.
So it's, I like, you know, I think that's the thing about live music is the chance to see how it's going to evolve. And, you know, and it is to some extent that, you know, the crowd is going to affect it and impact it and stuff. And that's going to be different every time. So,
mm-hmm.
Cool.
Most definitely.
All right. Well, we've got about 8 minutes left. If you guys want to do another one.
Do we have another
one? We can do one more.
Oh, yeah. We could do Booze Cruise. You down to do?
Yeah.
Is it? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cheers, everybody. We'll be right back. Yeah.
All right. Booze cruise?
Booze cruise.
Nice.
Don't drink and drive.
Exactly. Public service announcement and show all at the same time.
Yes.
Cool. So if people want to kind of keep track of where you might be and stuff, what's the best way to find out?
So we got Instagram. We're Rocky Balls Band. That's our tag. And then we got our Facebook, which is just Rocky Fall. You can also find us on Spotify and Apple Music and a bunch of other streaming services. But yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. I'd say that Instagram would be the place to go for most of our band updates and stuff.
Yeah, our Facebook's cool. Still pretty new.
Yeah.
It's about like a couple weeks old. Yeah. But yeah, Instagram, stay updated with all of our shows and releases and stuff like that.
Nice. So. And I was trying to remember, you said, what's your next gig coming up?
March 4th.
Yep, we'll be playing at Monk's March 4th with the Western States and Cosmic Sands.
Nice.
Yeah, that's in Missoula.
Yep, in Missoula. Should be fun.
So.
Yeah, I've never been to Monk's, but it seems like they have a lot of cool music happening there.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Looks fun.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, it'll be a good time for sure.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah, and, keep your eye out. They'll be back here. And there are a lot of other great bands in Bozeman. Go see some live music. Support the local music community. You know, it doesn't happen by itself. These musicians are, I think for a lot of you, it's not a choice. It's a necessity. But, it's nice to be able to actually get some support and try to help out a little bit while you're trying to scratch that itch.
Mm-hmm.
So hope people will do that. Go out, check out some live music. Go out, check out Rocky Fall when they're in your area and catch some of the other great local music. And thanks for tuning in tonight to the Local Musician Spotlight here on KGVM. We'll be back again next Wednesday night to do it again. I think we're going to be out at the Tune Factory with Nickels and Bones. And looking forward to that. And keep it tuned right here to KGVM. We've got a lot of great stuff coming up for you tonight and every night.